officially retire.
Oh, I
Good for her. Officially put in her letter yesterday, I have to write it. You're done, you're not going back, you're not getting another job after this, you're done. Scheduling, so she works for like government companies and scheduling for like nuclear submarines and stuff.
Okay.
It's kind of goofy.
But it was only the short term. Started getting anxiety and like worrying about work the next day, and like, you just lost your husband and dealt with that, you're not doing it anymore. You don't want to worry about that. Right.
Oh my.
So we have 20 minutes.
Okay.
What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about my meeting with the Jerry Schickel family.
Great.
Digression.
Sure.
So, you're all aware, if you're new, you might not be fully aware of how much George contributed to both the town at University. He and Dan Ackerman were the original founders of the Conservation Board, put a lot of time and effort into it. Through all these years, it feels great itself. We have a beautiful little area by the library, Steinman Road, that it's just really great to have a chance to walk around.
Yeah, the train depot.
Yeah, it's just really great. So at any rate, as you know, George passes, and actually, as far as property goes, he leaves his estate in a mess.
In a mess?
In a mess.
Oh.
In a mess.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, turkey, we may even
change the kitchen.
We may leave it to a vault. But, so at any rate, there's a couple of siblings. George divided up the land for them by taking paper and a map and drawing in the lines. One of the lines goes right through one of the pools, so that's problematic. And another of the lines is 3 inches off of the property line, so that's problematic. You can see there's a lot of work for you on this. So trying to get to help them out and have them each get what is legally theirs has been a little bit daunting. So I started the first one was probably going to be several meetings going through the map, going through the surveys, and just trying to get a handle where everything is. So it turns out that Connie Light is a
daughter.
A couple of you know is his daughter and worked with his board in a lot of projects and was always wanting to take that freebie and that charges for it. So she was good that way. She and her husband have a landlocked piece of property. So we figured out a way to merge the two properties so that it's one big property and nothing on its land currently landlocked there. That requires us to do a merger. The merger is technically comes to this board, goes to the planning board, goes to the town board. They're trying to get some of this put aside, and so they don't have to worry about it anymore. So the assessor and I had a chat about this, and she's agreed to accept your recommendation if you make such recommendation that this property is merged. And we would skip the step of what you're planning.
She's crazy. She has nothing to do with merging the properties. Doesn't the town board make the decision?
No, it's in the deed. She's rolling the same dice as the planning board. She has in her head that an SBL merger is like a land merger.
It's not
the same.
Well, right.
Whatever we're doing, if we do this merger and make a recommendation to it, it goes away. So, yeah, I know that, Jim, not everything's perfect.
Not in your world, perhaps.
Thank you.
Do we have the authority to do that?
No.
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 I have the authority.
As a town clerk?
Yeah. And I have the authority. And Jen to back me up on this, can't be specific, but all I can do is tell them to merge it.
Yeah.
So just by executive decision? And it doesn't need to be any ratification by the town council?
Purely administrative.
Okay, so we'll have one SPL number, or it would be A or B or whatever at the end of the lot number. And create a new lot, a new lot merged from the two SPLs from before.
Yeah, that's it, and you're saving about 2 months worth of, and there's no fees involved in this, there's nothing, you know, it's not like the town's, they're not gonna get a few bucks or something like that.
So who would really object? I mean, a taxpayer? Why would a taxpayer object to this sort of thing?
No one's even gonna know about it. And you wouldn't have known about it if I hadn't brought it to you.
But if we don't have any authority to approve it, you have our, I mean, I would individually support it, but do we have any authority under the town code to even make a motion to approve it? They have a resolution passed.
You could make it, render it.
We support.
Yeah, show your support of it.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll pass it on, and by next month, this will all have been taken.
Okay. Do we need to do that at the board meeting itself, or can we do it in a formal way now?
You can do it now, because this is an unofficial business.
So I'd make a motion to support the merger of the two parcels just referenced. Anyone else?
I'll second.
Or, all in favor?
Good question.
Yes.
We're clarifying, we're merging the SPL numbers, right?
That's right.
That's all we're asking.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's still two parts of the land.
Yeah, understood, and that's.
Become one.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the county will issue a new SPL.
Which will tag along at the end.
Yeah.
Change it with an A or B or.
.1 or .2, something like that.
So it's all.
Who did second? Amy?
Yeah.
I made the motion, Amy seconded, everyone approved, no one opposed, no questions. For a motion to support the merger.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Anything else, Amy?
How's Gabby? Good.
World will be.
I got to see her 4 days, so she was there last.
It's a lot of stuff.
She was there for.
You know, we're in sometimes.
Last Friday, she came.
Stuff that comes in.
Did you think Gabby was one?
In the way department, we're a little bit in uncharted waters. You know, we have a new assessor, previous assessor retired, we have new building inspector. There isn't the institutional memory with a lot of stuff, so it takes a lot more digging and a lot more discussion to try and put some of these things together. And we've run into that, you know, it's two lot subdivisions. At some point in time, we're going to have to put together a committee made up of planning board members and probably someone from the conservation board and CPA members about how to handle it, because they're getting out of control.
Well, they are.
The number of two lot subdivisions?
Yeah, both the number and the way they're being divided up.
Well, you're speaking of one, the two lots and the frontage of the small division.
Well, yeah, where they have 30 feet and they're putting a house behind the house.
Oh, the flag lot?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that would be a flag lot, wouldn't it, right?
Which is allowed in their code. But it's after the meeting, I can talk more about it, but it's gained a little bit out of it. It created this entire neighborhood.
For the existing neighbors.
Yep. But by the way, it's Sheriff Road, so we had the flag lot out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And that took place about 3 months ago, 4 months ago?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know that there's already been 4 changes in ownership of houses that we've had? Since that.
You think because of that?
No. No. It's just normal. How many houses turn, Amy, you're the real estate expert. How many houses turn over in a town in the course of either 5%, 8%, 20%?
Oh, I don't know percentage wise. I know my neighborhood we had 3 turnover just within the last 2 months. I mean 3 or 4. So
20% turned over in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That works out then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when you get these vast, the neighbors now protesting something at a either planning board or getting conservation or town board.
Yep.
But, you know, you have to remember that, that they don't stay there forever.
Right, right.
And they move on.
But people age out of their houses too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like my neighborhood, it's all the old people who are starting to sell, and the young people are coming in.
Careful about the old person.
Can you definitely deal with this, I mean, that we know where the mom passed away?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you put it?
487 Main Street.
He's very kind of that, right?
Which ones are you handling?
Is it all of them?
I gotta recuse myself because of what we have.
I know, right. That's a wonder why you're even here.
I like seeing you. Do you have a car?
I'll text you his address.
I got it.
Is Steve still in his house, in his apartment or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I mean,
Are we going to talk about the,
Conservation?
The easement?
Yeah.
This I don't hear.
Is that on the agenda again?
I just sent that out with, hoping someone would want to read it.
I thought it was very helpful.
Would it make sense though to have a different, I mean, I don't know, it's up to you, you're gonna be the acting chair. Do we have enough time for it to do it? And I wanna give anyone enough time to not rush through it, you know?
Or maybe not, I brought this.
But I think there's some, John's got some concerns and I think we all have some questions. What was done, I mean, we patterned this, I think, after the Alma law and we changed it.
It was a joint process between Alma and Orange.
All right, and Evergreen.
Yep. But, you know, the intent, you always have to go back to the intent.
Legislative intent.
And the intent of this was to take land that could be developed and take it off the potential development part of it.
And the quid pro quo is give that taxpayer a break on their assessment.
Which then leads to a break on the taxes.
Yeah, lower assessments, lower property taxes.
What happened over the years, what happened right from when the program first started, was that we were putting land that couldn't be developed into conservation. So I think that's a concern that we.
It's like jurisdictional wetlands we determined would not qualify.
Yeah.
Because you can't otherwise use it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand why it's denied if the individual wants it though. I don't understand why he can't have a conservation.
Because you can't develop it anyway, that's the purpose, is to take otherwise developable land. If you can't develop it, it's, doesn't follow the intent.
There's no benefit to the town about giving you a tax break if the land can't be developed anyway.
I mean, I suppose you could make an argument as a taxpayer, as a property owner, that you should have when the assessor looks at a property, you know, if a third of it is regulated jurisdictional wetlands, you can't use it, that should influence the assessor to either lower or have the right property assessment. And you've got the right to challenge it under the law.
Yeah. But anyway, that's something that John and I have fumed about this over the years when we've seen some of this happen. Yeah, you know, you have to remember, the taxes are a solid number. So you each pay a part of that solid number. So if you give a reduction for any reason to the individual over here, your taxes are gonna go up now, maybe by 50 pence, maybe by 25.
The pot's only so big.
But it, after a period of time, if you do enough of it, it's gone up a lot.
I was just gonna suggest that we put right in there as a sort of upfront thing.
Legislative intent.
Yeah, exactly, and that the property needs to be developable, because we identified that as a gating issue last time. There's no point even doing the form if we can't get there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, well, again, you're gonna be the acting chair, why don't we set aside, I mean, we have three items on the agenda tonight. Maybe what we do, and we only have a few minutes to talk about them before Chris takes the podium. But maybe what we should do is when we have a lighter agenda, make that an item to have a further discussion.
That's fine.
And then keep us local tonight too.
I
How many times can I vote?
Once.
Vote twice.
Okay.
You're on two lines, so you can vote twice.
Well, do you wanna talk about, is there anything else housekeeping? Wanna talk about it, because again, John is going to be the acting chair.
As far as housekeeping, I think that pretty much covers it. Unless you guys got any questions?
Anything?
You feel good about tonight, Randy?
Well, you know. Always someone who writes in, if you know. And if it turns out to be.
Well, that'd be true.
That's right, it's a low turnout.
Are we supposed to talk about the tree clearing issue, or is that?
Oh, that's.
That's for information, I think.
Yeah, that's more informational, but basically, the New York State Brewing Project.
Yep.
Over in Sterling Park. The neighbors aren't happy that, that some of the trees have been removed and struck some. But the original removal of the trees was done by the cat's owner. He had every right to do that, correct?
Sidewalks did it.
Yeah, so they did it before they put the property up for sale.
Got it.
So that's the first round. The second round of trees that were removed was because the engineering department determined that there needed to be a swale to take water away from people on White Avenue, which, you know, if I was a homeowner on White Avenue, I certainly would want to water taken away from my house rather than sent towards my house. So they have been contacting board members and the bulk of this fell on engineering, so Wayne gives a pretty detailed explanation of why it happened and what it's gonna do. But it's just an interesting psychological thing. This happened when I lived down Ventura, in the back street of Ventura in Burbank. And they were all up in arms about putting a another medical building behind Buffalo Medical. And that was designed so that all the water would be taken away from their backyard. But no one believes that the water is actually going to be taken away from their backyards. But the engineers always managed to find a way to do that, which is good for the neighborhood.
And that's all good, development?
Yeah. They haven't moved on that project at all now, over a year, maybe a year and a half.
We got what
from the Army Corps? Are we all?
Kirk Manson said there were 100 applications and there was no answer.
It should be like the Freedom of Information request. If you don't answer, then it's approved.
It didn't even matter. They went out and walked by from the other day with the girl from the airport. And she's then directed by her higher ups to interpret it under the old rules as opposed to the rules they were just.
And there's going to be a lot of challenges. Chris can explain it better, but generally speaking, if the Supreme Court decided that if you've got a jurisdictional wetland under the old legislation, but it's not connected to a navigable waterway, then you don't fall within the old definition, and you can get out from under the jurisdictional wetland.
It can still be a wetland, but it's not have a proper connection to like a creek or a stream or something. And it's considered non jurisdictional without a permit.
Which is different than DEC jurisdictional wetlands, which we know are a lot more difficult to try to mitigate, plus the buffer and everything else.
And they're determined a lot more on vegetation in the water.
And is it true to wetland doesn't mean necessarily that it's moist or wet,
no.
It's the vegetation.
I'm driving around my house, there's on the side of the hill, there's nice woods, it's all old trees and stuff, that's wild.
Okay. Close enough to 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Mr. Town Clerk?
Sure.
Okay.
Looks like 7 o'clock somewhere.
There you go, I heard that before. I'll call the meeting to order. In accordance with the provisions of the Athens law, the town of Orchard Park, it is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any commissioner coming before this board to disclose this relationship and inform the accused him or herself from any matter involving that petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this board who's a relative of, or is a financial or business relationship with, any officer or employee of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. As a result of reading that and understanding and helped writing it, I need to recuse myself from all three matters tonight because the petitioners are represented by Carmina and Wood. And as a result, John, who's to my left, will be the acting chair for tonight. But before that, before we do that, has everyone had a chance to read the October 3rd road minutes? Does anyone want to make a motion to approve?
Make a motion.
Motion to approve, second?
I'll second.
I think, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. Please let the record reflect that, again, I am recusing myself, but I am here. And that Kyle Witt is absent without being excused, but Dave Ward is absent, and he was excused. And that John is not only an alternate member and a voting member tonight, but he's also the acting chair. Go for it.
Okay, thank you. We'll start the new business. The arch cutting tools, 5720 Ellis Road.
Identify yourself.
Oh, you guys have a drawing.
Yes.
I'm Chris Wood with Carmina Design and the engineers for the project. Also with me is Doug Kayes, the engineer in our office that worked on the project. Our cutting tools is a 4,200 square foot addition to the manufacturing facility. If you guys are familiar with the site, the building is several hundred, maybe even 1,000 feet off of Ellis Road in the back and above the railroad tracks for the building. Way far behind any residences there. In addition to the warehouse, we are adding a small amount of parking that's required by landscaping as well. The plan is prepared by Bob Walter, landscape architect, and we do meet all our green space requirements. And if anybody has any questions, I can certainly answer them for Doug.
Thank you. Any questions?
No. Were we emailed the landscape plans?
Yes.
Yes, we were emailed them. I did look at them. Do we have copies? You want to see them? Maybe if we have a copy.
You can take our copy.
Let's start down there. Work our way up.
They're pretty simple.
Yeah.
That's the building.
It was supposed to be a simple one. Oh, okay.
Parking addition, yeah, parking addition.
I've seen it, maybe.
This one is so simple.
The material submission for the estimate form is $12,150. Do we have, as a board, a benchmark for how we should evaluate these submissions? In other words, the large deciduous trees here are $500.
Without imposing anything, we usually ask Dave Ward,
yeah,
formerly George Schickel, for their opinions. If it's an appropriate amount.
I Googled it.
Might be helpful to develop a benchmark for us. You know, because when you look at the next form, it was $250, $264, or something of that nature. It does vary depending on the size of the tree and whatnot.
Who the landscape architect is the second one, the different landscape architect, is that one that opposed to the first one? 500 is probably average.
I think last time we saw it, the cost was over, you know, 300 plus or about 300. I don't have any problem with it. I just think as a board, perhaps we could develop some sort of a benchmark that says, yeah, this is reasonable in the ballpark. If we're meant to evaluate it, which I think we are, it would be helpful to have.
I'm just wondering if we can pass on the responsibility through the office to prepare for the last 6 months in terms of what's property at the time, what the, and then cost of, particular trees and shrubs based on size, then take that and average it, and say we're going to appropriate figure. Till such time we have Dave Ward back, if somebody like George Chickla, it's difficult for us laymen, given the landscape cost.
That's it.
Is that something that we can do? Does somebody have that? Who would have that information?
We couldn't hear Tom at this end because there isn't a mic.
He suggested that we take, say, the last 6 months worth of submissions and get the range for the various types of trees and plantings. And then it provides us with sort of, here's historically where we've been. So we can take a look at it and say, yes, it's in the range, yes, it makes sense.
The problem isn't finding the information, the problem is the manpower. We can go through and dig out all the cases for the last 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, determine the varietal, get an average cost, and use that. But I would need someone to volunteer to do that. Or you could write a letter to town board and ask them to affirm my request for a full-time person in my department.
Okay. we'll come back to that discussion, I guess, another time, given the manpower issues. Anybody have any questions on the plan or on the submission of the estimate? No? Can I take you have a motion? You have a draft motion here. In your materials, I will entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
A motion.
And a second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Vote is unanimous. I think I read the motion into the minutes now. Is that the? Okay. Read it, right? We do have to read it.
Say answer to the.
Yeah. We approved the landscaping plan prepared by a New York State licensed landscape architect and submitted on October 17, 2023, based on the following conditions and stipulations. Total site green space is 80% and meets the town requirement of 20%. Landscaping value estimate of $12,150 requires a certified check amounting to 50% of the total shall be deposited with the town clerk prior to receiving a building permit. That's $6,075. Dumpsters or mechanical systems at grade level would be screened. Approval is contingent upon acceptance by the planning board and town engineering department. Any changes recorded by the town engineering department or planning board which affect the landscaping shall necessitate further review and approval by the conservation board. Upon the completion of the landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form available from the planning office or town's website. A statement from New York State licensed landscape architect indicating that the plant materials have been installed in accordance with the specifications of the original landscape plan. 3 years after the date of landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form available from the planning office or online town website. With a statement from a licensed landscape architect indicating that the condition of the plant material specified in the approved landscape plan verifying survival through the 3-year guaranteed period. That was the Ellis Road. This is the Burton Road. So that was it. All in the record. So we're approved. Great. For the first one. Well, we can move on now to the second one, which is the Burton and Powers Road landscape plan.
Again, Chris Wood with Kermit Wood Design and also the state of my office. We're proposing an 8,700-square-foot one-story building, partially educational facility and office for Cornell Cooperative Extension. We'll be relocating from Aurora to Orchard Park once they raise money to construct the facility. As you can see, this landscape plan is a little more expensive than the previous one because it's a new building. And Cornell people themselves had some input on the planning and stuff. There's a lot of foundation plantings around the building and the deciduous trees in the parking lot to provide shade for the parking area. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with what this is, Burton and Powers and Kuniking. We drive down Powers, Burton goes to the south, and this is a real well piece of property, currently a farm field. And they're gonna develop it as a facility.
How many parking spaces are they adding?
Fifty hardscape and I believe in the overflow two.
Whoa, is this it?
No, yeah, I get it, yeah, okay. There's two of them.
It has two plans, one is the trees and stuff, and the other is the wall for the foundation.
Ah, with the parking spots right here. Fifty, it says.
As a, Remy, maybe this is to you, as a matter of procedure, we don't have any inputs or oversight over those setbacks that are on this plan, right? The setbacks seem to be in different spots, and I assume they're all okay, but we don't really have anything to do with that, I wouldn't think.
Setbacks go to the planning board.
Okay, thank you.
And we, you typically, the building inspector or one of his designees goes over the plans before. And I have to say, since Tom Miner's been the building inspector, that's happening on a regular basis.
Yes, I can answer that question.
No, that's okay, I don't think it was our purview, and I just wanted to be sure it wasn't, but the plan, the setbacks on the plan do come into some of the, I think the drainage areas and whatnot. I have no idea whether, bluntly, whether that's appropriate or inappropriate or anything else, and it's not our issue, so we don't get to go through that.
Well, the main setbacks are related to the building itself. The other items may or may not have setback requirements, but the building itself has to meet the setback.
Are they not farming at all there anymore? Because it looks like these are all spaces, right?
Just in this, the property's much larger.
Oh, okay, this isn't the whole property, okay, this is just that area, got it.
Yeah, he's got an aerial that shows you what they own.
Yeah, okay, that's why I'm confused, I'm like, oh.
So, all of this is going in.
Right, yeah, definitely no.
So all of this is gonna be used for farming, so.
Cooperative farming, okay.
And the south part's only agricultural, and they don't really have any solid plan for what they're gonna do down there, but obviously it'd be related to what they do in according to cooperative extension.
Yeah, I thought this was the whole part, I'm like, not the farm. There's gonna be a lot more traffic out there. Josh Allen's gonna have company.
Any other questions on the plan? Okay, we also have the estimate form. To my previous point, the deciduous trees this time are significantly less expensive. But they are not large, they are the deciduous trees, so I don't think there's anything that I would say looks unreasonable here. Any comments on the estimate form?
No.
No?
Good.
Then I will entertain a motion that is submitted here on the Burton Road development.
I'll make a motion.
Ooh, a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have passed the resolution, which I will now read into our minutes. Approved the landscaping plan prepared by a New York State licensed landscape architect is submitted September 29, 2023, based on the following conditions and stipulations. Total site green space of 83% meets the town requirement of 20%. Landscaping value estimate of $15,096.50 requires a certified check. Non-equal 50% of the total, which shall be deposited to the town clerk prior to receiving the building permit. That would be $7,548. Dumpsters and mechanical systems of grade level would be screened. Approval is contingent upon acceptance by the planning board and town engineering department. Any changes required by the town engineering department or planning board which affect the landscaping shall necessitate further review and approval by the conservation board. Upon the completion of the landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form available from the planning office or town's website. A statement from a New York State licensed landscape architect indicating that the plant materials have been installed in accordance with specifications of the approved landscape plan. 3 years after the date of the landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form available from the planning office or online at the town website with a statement from a licensed landscape architect indicating the condition of the plant material specified in the approved landscape plan, verifying survival of the 3-year guaranteed period. Okay. With that, we can move on to the South Benting Road project.
Again, that's what we're currently went by and Doug Bayes for the project. What we're proposing here is a warehouse shop type development and outdoor storage, contractor storage yards and that. The initial phase will be the smaller 1,500 square foot building up on the front of the road, Benting, and contractor storage area in the back. The contractor storage area in the back has very specific screening requirements in the zoning code, and we meet those by providing the berm and the deciduous trees on top of the berm. We did verify that with the code enforcement officer.
I'm sorry, which part of the plan were you referring to?
The contractor storage area in the back, around the back here. I don't know if everybody's familiar with the location here, but to the west are the large overhead power lines on a piece of property owned by National Grid. To the west of that are railroad tracks that are raised up pretty high, so there is no visibility from the west. To the north is it's zoned industrial, but there is a residence on there, and the residence is up close to Benting Road. Hence why we had to provide a small setback, as opposed to the smaller setback that's allowed for everybody.
I'm look at this.
It is providing substantial landscaping to the building in front of the constructed as phase one. And we are asking only for approval of the phase one landscaping. If we do build these buildings, again, these are future buildings, we would have to go back to the planning board. And we would also have to come back to the conservation board. If we did build these, we would have to provide some additional landscaping. Let me also point out, too, there is vegetation along the north property line. We're going to try to keep as much of that as we can.
Yeah, to that point, up on the front of the plant where the residence is, will there be some of that vegetation left, or will it all go? Because I thought, and I looked at it when I saw it online, it looked like you were going to go come pretty close to the property line there.
Yeah, in that location, the vegetation existing will probably be gone. And as you know, probably from the near view project, if you've been out there in Remington, attest to that. When you have a nice set stand of woods and then you clear it all out, even if you're going to keep like 35 feet of it, it's not very substantial once you clear it out, the rest of it goes, because a lot of the underbrush and everything is gone. So we thought best up there, we are pretty close to the property line, we do meet the setbacks, that we thought it would be best to provide new landscaping. And we do have screening around our hot box that has our water meter and backflow preventer and up by the street.
We also have the landscape value estimate form. Again, back to $500 for the large deciduous trees, I'll note, which is right on with our previous benchmark. There are quite a number of evergreen trees, right? And the overall plan is $52,345.
Chris, just a question about the berm. We've had some cases where contractors have put in a berm, and 2 years later the trees are dead, or 3 years later. Is that due to the varietal they're putting in, or just they don't know how to plant a tree?
I think both, right? And this one, and Dave, I always had this comment. We did mix up the species of evergreen trees as opposed to planting all one type. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps. Plus, the berm isn't very high, it's only a couple feet. When you build a very substantial berm, the soil naturally dries out, right? It's up high. And the trees don't get enough water, and if they're not watered right off the bat when they're planted, they're not going to last. But I think in this case, you know, the berm is low enough, and the species of the trees is mixed up enough that I think it'll be okay.
And so we're just looking at this proposed warehouse shop. There's like potential, but those aren't built yet.
Right, those are a future phase, and they may or may not get built like that. So, the project is really just the small warehouse up in the front and a few parking spaces, the driveway back to the contractor's storage yard and the contractor's storage yard.
Got it? Any questions?
What are they gonna store there?
Equipment, it's for a site contractor.
Perfect use for an industrial spot.
Right, it's a good spot. To the south of it too, is a vacant piece of land, and to the south of that, that plaza is on the corner, Benzing and Southwestern. So we're budding the back of that plaza.
So we do have a residence to the north. I think we're meeting all setbacks as best I can tell. I don't know if anyone has any questions. If you see, look at the plan, you'll see a blacktop, apron, it says. That's the driveway to the residence. So do we have any other?
I think historically on Benzing, north and south Benzing, the houses have been rentals. There's one or two owner occupied, but most of them seem to be rentals.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is, but we'll find out at planning board.
Okay, but we believe we're meeting the requirements of this group, so I guess that's where we start and stop. Any other questions? Okay, we'll entertain a motion then, as submitted in the materials. Right, Tom, can we move? Second?
I'll second it.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we approved the landscape plan prepared by a New York State licensed landscape architect, is submitted on October 10th, 2023, based on the following provisions and stipulations. Total green site space meets the town requirement of 20%, section 24.4.1. The landscape value estimate of $52,345, a certified check amounting to 50% of the total, shall be deposited with the town for the time to receive the building permit. That will go to $26,151.50. Vouchers and mechanical systems at grade level will be screened. Approval is contingent upon acceptance by the planning board and town engineering department. Any changes required by the town engineering department or planning board which affect the landscaping shall necessitate further review and approval by the conservation board. Upon the completion of the landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form available from the planning office or town's website and a statement from the New York State licensed landscape architect indicating that the plant materials have been installed in accordance with the specifications of the approved landscape plan. 3 years after the date of landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form available from the planning office or online at the town website. A statement from the licensed landscape architect indicating the condition of the plant materials is specified in the new landscape plan, verifying survival through the 3-year guarantee period. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Those are our three agenda items. Is there any other business?
Yeah.
Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Stop it.
Stop it. Second.